Targeted the Torah Mashda, Yud Zayin Tishri, first day Chol HaMoed, Pet Sukkos, Tovshin Ayin Vav, Rabbi Akiva Rosenblatt.
Torah Pedic Hey, After 40 days and 40 nights of a most devastating storm, flood, wind, Noach's Teva finally came to rest. Batonach HaTeva b'chodesh ha-shvi b'shivar saryoim l'chodesh al-hori Ararat. The Teva finally came to rest on the 17th day of the 7th month. Rabbi Yisai, today is the anniversary of the coming to rest of Noach's Teva. After an intense Elul, an exhausting Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a frantic Arba Minim scramble in the days leading up to Sukkos, and finally a long first days of Sukkos, we can rest. Vatonach HaTeva. I've been warned, and I've been told to remind everyone, that we can't rest too much. And I've been warned that if I put you to sleep, it's Lifnei Iver, so please bear with me for the remainder of the drosha. But on a serious note, the Noam Elimelech says the Noam Elimelech, after the din, the Elul, which we've been growing in Elul, the din of Rosh Hashanah, the final Kippur which we received in Yom Kippurim, the mitzvahs we've been doing in the lead up to Sukkos, and the mitzvahs which we've just done now on Sukkos, finally on the first day Chol HaMoed, says Noam Elimelech, on the first day Chol HaMoed, we can somewhat relax with the confidence to receive the coming year. With the past year out the window, so to speak, with the past year, we've had a kapara on the past year, starting off the new year with the mitzvah of Arba Minim, with the mitzvah of Sukkah, now we can relax confident to begin the coming year. So sit back, relax, hopefully enjoy. It says in the Pasuk, Basukos teishvu shivas yomim, leman yedu dore seichem, ki basukos eishavtis b'nei Yisroel. Now the Pasuk could stop there. The Pasuk could stop there. We sit in the Sukkah to remind us of the Sukkahs which we sat in, which Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael. We know there's a famous Machlokes Tanoim. What are these Sukkahs the Torah is referring to? Rabbi Akiva holds it's referring to the Anani HaKovid. No, Rabbi Akiva holds it's referring to the Sukkah, Sukkahs Mamish. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's referring to the Anani HaKovid. The Pashtun says we Paskin is referring to the Anani HaKovid. And therefore, when we sit in the Sukkah, we're reminding the Nais which happened to Klal Yisrael with the Anani HaKovid. But the Pasuk doesn't stop there. The Pasuk carries on and the Pasuk says, B'yitzia oisom me'aretz Mitzrayim. B'yitzia oisom me'Mitzrayim. When I took them out of Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah feel it necessary to connect Sukkot to Yitzias Mitzrayim? What is it about Yitzias Mitzrayim which is so important to connect it to Sukkot? And yes, it is true that we do connect many mitzvahs to Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Torah seems quite specific over here. The Torah says leman. It's not often the Torah says leman. You do this mitzvah leman, leman to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Leman tizkor ki basukos eishavtis b'nei Yisrael, b'yitzia oisom me'Mitzrayim. This kashya is addressed by none other than the Torah. The Torah, in the beginning, in his introduction to Hilchos Sukkah, the Torah seems bothered by this question. Why is it that we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in relation to the mitzvah of Sukkah? Says the Torah, Tola kosev mitzvah Sukkah b'Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Torah was Tola, the mitzvah of Sukkah in Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chein harbe mitzvahs, and many mitzvahs. Lefishu Dovah Shirina Beinenu. We saw with our own eyes. It was Neinu Shamanu. Vein Adam Yochel Lachishenu. No one can come and say it wasn't true. No one can deny it. V'hu Amor Al Mitas Mitzias Abori. Sala Shibor Akol Ritzoinai V'chule. The Torah explains, often the Torah will refer back to Yetzias Mitzrayim and it gives us a mitzvah, because that really was the first time that Klal Yisrael saw with their own eyes the Yad Hashem. Klal Yisrael saw with their own eyes and heard with their own ears the Yad Hashem. They saw the Yad Hashem and they realized Hashem's in control, and really many of the mitzvahs, and almost all the mitzvahs, can be linked back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's how we know, that's really the yesod of our emunah in Hashem Yisbarach. And on a simple level, this is how the Torah is to be understood. That there's nothing specific about Sukkot. The Torah often will link Yetzias Mitzrayim to mitzvahs, nothing to do with Sukkot per se. And Pashtus, this is how the Beis Yosef learns the Torah. The Torah is saying a very simple yesod. Often the Torah will link back mitzvahs to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Bach, however, is not happy with this. The Bach says this can't be. As we know, the Torah is the halacha sefer. The Torah doesn't stam, bring droshes, give pshatim in psukim, give pshatim in a parasha. What the Torah does is it brings down the halacha lemaisa and tells us how to be noyig. If it was true that Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim for when it comes to sukkah, is nothing specific to the mitzvah of sukkah, is nothing unique to Sukkah, is nothing to do with the Etzem Mitzvah of Sukkah, why would the Torah feel it necessary to mention this Yesod in the Mitzvah of Sukkah? Why does the Torah, Bichlal, bring it down? Says the Bach, no. Says the Bach, the reason why the Torah brings down this Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Gabi, the Halacha of Sukkah, is because it's Nagia to the Halacha of Sukkah. Yetzias Mitzrayim is fundamental to the mitzvah of Sukkah. Says the Bach, when the Torah says leman, it means something very important. Usually we know there's a machlokes where the mitzvah is trichas kavana. Everyone knows what that means. If you do a mitzvah without the intent, if you do a mitzvah kedas v'chedin, but without the kavana, so we know there's a machlokes. Are you yoytz the mitzvah without having kavana? Says the Bach, that's all very nice if the Torah doesn't say a lashon of leman. The Torah doesn't say specifically leman, do this mitzvah for this reason. Then we can start clearing whether you need a kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah. Then we can start thinking, well, if I don't have the kavana, am I yoytz of this mitzvah? However, the Bach says, unique to sukkah amongst other mitzvahs, namely tzitzis and tefillin, not many. When the Torah says a lashon of leman, by tzitzis we say leman tizkar v'asisem oisom. When the Torah uses that lashon of leman, the Torah means to say, you're only yoytze the mitzvah if you have this in mind. You're only yoytze the mitzvah of sukkah if this is on your mind b'shas the kiyum mitzvah. And the Bach carries on. And he says he's got another problem. If it's true that the reason why we sit in the sukkah is simply to remember the Ananiya Kovod, why is it that the Torah chooses specifically the Ananiya Kovod to remember? The Gemara tells us, Gimel Matonos Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael by Midbar. There were three presents which Hashem gave Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. He gave us the Mon, He gave us the Ananiya Kovod, and He gave us the Be'er Miriam. Why is it that the Torah chooses the Ananiya Kovod to commemorate, to remember? Famous Kasha. Says the Bach, once I've given you this Yesod, once I've given you this understanding that there's something fundamental to Yetzias Mitzrayim within the mitzvah of Sukkah, so I can go further. And I can tell you that really the Sukkah isn't there to remember the Ananiya Kovod for the sake of remembering the Ananiya Kovod. Remembering the Ananiya Kovod is a means to an end. When we sit in the sukkah and we remember the Ananiya Kovod, we then remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sukkah is just a way of jogging our memories to remember the Ananiya Kovid which we had, and in turn we'll remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the way the Bach learns is that Be'etzim, within the mitzvah of Sukkah itself, there isn't really much to do with the Ananiya Kovid other than it's a link to Yetzias Mitzrayim. This Bach seems very difficult to understand. There's nothing in Sukkah for the Sukkah itself. There's nothing in Sukkah of the Ananiya Kovid. Had Klal Yisrael been walking out of Mitzrayim eating ice cream, we would eat ice cream on Sukkahs and then remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is Sukkah just a memory jogger? Is that what Sukkah is? So we go back to the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef says, no, really Sukkah is to remember the Ananiya Kovid. But then we have the Bach's Kasha. If Sukkah is to remember the Ananiya Kovid, and that's its sole purpose, then why is the Torah bringing down this inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is the Torah feeling necessary to bring down an extra pshat in the pasuk which has no link to the mitzvah itself? The Bach also answers another kasha as well. The Bach says, it can't be that Sukkah is for the Ananiya Kovid. It cannot be, because we know there's a shita that holds that there were six, well really seven, but six ananim which covered Klal Yisrael. There were four ananim surrounding them, one on top and one underneath. Says the Bach, if Sukkah was to remember the Ananiya Kovid, then l'chora, within the mitzvah of Sukkah, we should have to build a floor as well. The anan which was underneath Klal Yisrael, we have no zecher of. So it can't be, this is the Mizrahi's kasha in Parshas Ba'aloscha, and he says it can't be vaistois, Sukkah is just to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. But like we said before, it's very difficult to understand. And Mechora, with the Tzibra's permission, I'd like to offer a slightly alternative pshat, which will link both the Beis Yosef and the Bach together. There's a famous tour in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. Siman Tov Yud Zayin, the Torah brings down the Shemis brother. The Torah says that the Yomim Tovim, the Shalish Regalim, were Niskan Keneged the Shalish Avos. His brother Rabbi Yehuda explains, Pesach is Keneged Avraham Avinu. Pesach is Keneged Avraham Avinu because the Pasuk says, Lushi V'asi Ugois. And as we know, that was referring to Matzis. When the Malachim came, Avraham Avinu was baking matzahs, and therefore Pesach is Niskan Keneged Avraham Avinu. Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchak. Why is Shavuos Keneged Yitzchak? Yitzchak Avinu? Because the isle Shal Yitzchak, the shofar of the isle Shal Yitzchak, was what was used by Matan Torah for the Tekiyas. The Tekiyas and Matan Torah were blown through the isle Shal Yitzchak. And therefore, when we have the Yontif of Shavuos, when we have the Chag of Shavuos, Shavuos Keneged Yitzchak Avinu. However, when it comes to Sukkos, it seems hard to understand. The reason why Sukkos is Niskan Keneged Yaakov Avinu is because the Pasuk says, Ulemikneu Asa Sukkos. Yaakov Avinu made sukkos. Yaakov Avinu made huts for his mikneu, for his cattle. This Torah seems very, very difficult to understand. The tzad hashaveh between sukkos and Yaakov Avinu is a hut. He built a hut for his animals. Therefore, connected that, we build huts for ourselves. Seems very, very difficult to understand. Tzarech biur. If we take a closer look into the context of that pasuk of Lemikneu Asa Sukkos, we could perhaps find a pshat in this Torah. Yaakov Avinu had just met with Esau. He survived, survived the ordeal. Esav said, come with me. Yaakov Avinu said, no, let's split ways. And they split paths. The next pasuk says, later on in the parasha, the pasuk says, Vayiven loy bayis, ulemikneu osa sukos. Yaakov nosa sukosa, Yaakov traveled to Sukkos, Vayiven loy bayis, and he built for himself a house, ulemikneu osa sukos. Seemingly a very irrelevant part of the story. Why is the Torah mentioning that after meeting with Esav, Yaakov went on his way, he built for himself a bayis, ulemikneu osa sukos, and he built huts for his cattle? What's the significance of this part of the story? Why is the Torah mentioning it? And I think it's very clear. The Torah is trying to contrast what Yaakov did for himself and the way Yaakov treated his possessions. What Yaakov did for himself and what he did with his animals. What he did with his wealth. The Torah says, Vayiven loy bayis. He built for himself a house. We all need a house. We need to live. We can't live in huts. When it came to his animals, the pasuk says, "Ulemikneu asa sukos." He built for his animals sukos. Well, the pasuk, what the Torah is telling us, is that he didn't place his efforts, he didn't place his security, he didn't place his emphasis on his mikneu. He built for his mikneu simple huts. He realized that even though after meeting with Esav, and he's somewhat comfortable now. He can settle down, grow, be prosperous, build up his wealth. The Torah is stressing that that wasn't his focus. That wasn't his focus, Bichlal. Sukkos represents temporary. Sukkos is simple huts. He didn't place too much effort into the wealth that he had, into the nechosim that he had. He built for himself a house. Ulemikneu asa sukkos. But for his nechosim, for his wealth, for the things which he owned, for the money which he could feel secure in, lemikneu asa sukkos. He built for them sukkos. And I think that's pshat in the Torah, b'shem his brother, as to why sukkos is niskan keneged Yaakov Avinu. Because be'etzim what we're doing, when we leave the comforts of our house, and go into the sukkah, we remember the Anani HaKavod. We remember where our security comes from. We remember that our security isn't in ourselves, isn't in what we've built up, isn't in our comfortable homes, but our security comes from Hashem. And therefore it's appropriate that Sukkos is Niskan Keneged Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu had the understanding. And that's what the Torah was stressing. Yaakov Avinu had the understanding that yes, it's important. The material world is important and we need it. But that wasn't his focus. That wasn't where he placed his trust. That wasn't where he placed his security and his emphasis. And therefore, on the Chag HaSukkos, where we're celebrating the Anani HaKavod, where we're remembering the trust that we have in Hashem, not the trust that we have in Anachosim, that's why it's connected Yaakov Avinu. However, there's one small catch. How is it? How is it when we go into the sukkah, we can remember where our ultimate security comes from? For 7 days, we remember the Anani HaKavod. But how is that negiah to us? We don't have the Anani HaKavod nowadays. We don't have what Klal Yisrael had. What the Torah is saying is like this. When were Klal Yisrael zoicher to the Anani HaKavod? When was it that Klal Yisrael received that ultimate protection from Ribbono Shel Olam? Boitzi Oisam Mitzrayim. Ironically, Klal Yisrael felt very comfortable in Mitzrayim. We find often in the Torah says, Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, please let us go back to Mitzrayim. Let us go back to Mitzrayim. What was it about Mitzrayim that compelled Klal Yisrael to come back? They were slaves in Mitzrayim. They were living hard lives. it was, in my mind, the security they felt over there. It was somewhat comfortable. They weren't lechteich acharei b'midbar b'eretz le'zeruah. They weren't running in the wilderness, not knowing one day to the next what's going to happen. There was some sort of comfort in their lives. And with that comfort, with that sort of false sense of comfort that Klal Yisrael had, it was impossible for them to be totally makir where their security comes from. And the Torah stresses that even though we don't have those very ananya cover that Klal Yisrael had, we always have that 24/7 potential ananya covered. We always have that 24/7 protection from Hashem. But there's one tanai. There's one tanai to receive that ananya covered. There's one tanai to receive the ultimate security that we can feel and have. And that is Vayitzi Oisam Mitzrayim, if we leave the comforts of Mitzrayim. Not physical Mitzrayim, but the mindset of Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim of not wanting to run and let go and not feeling control. Klal Yisrael felt very in control of Mitzrayim. They weren't at the whim of Hashem. Once they left Mitzrayim, they realized Hashem's the one in control. When they realized that, that's when they received the Ananiya Kovet. And in my mind, that's why it's so fundamental to the mitzvah of Sukkah is the stress on Bayitzi Oisam Mitzrayim. If we want to receive, if we want to relive what Klal Yisrael lived back in the Midbar, as we know, as the Maharal tells us, when we commemorate events, when we commemorate Yomim Tovim, they're not simply reminders of what happened in the past. We're reliving the historicness that Klal Yisrael had then. And therefore, when we remember the Ananiya Kovet, we're not simply commemorating the nes of the Ananiya Kovet. We're reliving the potential which we have nowadays for those Ananiya Kovet, for their ultimate protection from Hashem. But the Torah stresses, all we have to do is let go. All we have to do is remember that we're not in control. Remember who's in control, and we'll appreciate and receive that protection that Ananiya covered. And this brings the ultimate simcha. The simcha of feeling we're not in control. When we leave it to the Rabbeinu Shleinam, when we remember that Hashem's the one in control, that's what brings the true simcha. That's what brings the true simcha when we suddenly realize that it's not all on us. That it's not on our shoulders. We have to do our little bit. But at the end of the day, there is Ananya covered protecting us. But the Gashmis is still important. Yaakov Avinu lived in a house. He didn't build for himself a sukkah. The ultimate goal is to get to the stage where we can live in the comforts of our homes, but still appreciate that the Gashmis is not what's protecting us. And this is how Rav Shimshon Ufal Hirsch explains the Arba Minim. Each one of the Arba Minim represents a different aspect of the material of the Gashmis world. We shake them around in all directions to say, we're not using the Gashmis for our comfort. We're not using the Gashmis for our protection. We're using the Gashmis to serve you. We're using the Gashmis to serve you, Hashem. Now we can begin to understand why it is that we only commemorate the Ananiya Kovet and not the Mon and the Be'er. Why do we commemorate the Ananiya Kovet and not the Mon and the Be'er? Because like we said before, we're not simply commemorating events of the past. We're trying to use the historias for now, for the future. The Ananiya Kovet, the ultimate protection from Hashem, is something which is available to us all day, all year round. And therefore we commemorate that, because that's still Negev for us. We can still relive the Ananiya Kovet. We can still live in the ultimate security of knowing that Hashem's in control. We don't have the Mon nowadays. We don't have the Be'er nowadays. Yes, we can remember the Nisim, but that's not what the Yom Tov is Niskan. The Yom Tov is Niskan so that we can do something. We can live Al Pi that. And if we go back to the parasha of Yaakov Avinu, we'll notice something unbelievable. In the next pasuk, after that, the Torah says, and I can't remember the exact Lashon, the Torah says, V'Yaakov ba Shalem. Yaakov came Shalem. What does Rashi say there? Rashi there says, Yaakov came safe. Shalem means safe. What's the connection between the pasuk before and the pasuk after? What's the connection between a Yivan Loi Bayis and the Mekneos the Sukkos? When you have that understanding, when you have that appreciation, that you can live in a bias, the Mekneos the Sukkos, ultimately what's protecting us is Hashem. But Yobi Yaakov Shalim, that is the ultimate protection. And the Torah stresses, and that's why Yaakov was safe. Because Yaakov Avinu had that understanding. When we have that Shlemus, when we have that fullness of understanding of where our protection comes from, that's when we're zoicha to the protection from Hashem. Miritz Hashem, we should all be zoicha to have that understanding Yaakov Avinu had of a yivin loy bias, and with that commence the rest of the year and live without understanding. Yeah.